This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
This is a CCT collective playing all the hits from the best.
Hello everyone, you are listening to the CCT collective playing all the hits from the Vets. And today in the studio, please welcome to George.
Hi Connor.
Also today in the studio, please welcome to myself, Connor. And also today in the studio, please welcome to Sarah Lau-Burgess.
Kia ora, I'm here standing in for Steve. Hope you're all having a good morning. We're going to be listening to Steve's playlist this morning, which I'm not sure if there's much of a theme or if it's quite an eclectic mix. So anyway, there'll be some good ones to listen to today. What do we got first?
We have Queen.
Queen.
Breakthrough from the album The Miracle from 1989.
Thanks, Connor.
G'day guys, this is Nathan Callister. You're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fits.
It was Box 6, What I Say, from the album Sog Degrees in 1978.
Thank you for that. So we'll have Herbie's history in a minute. Blair's having a bit of a break at the moment, so we're going to have George read it out for us.
He's good.
It's time for
Herbie's History!
Okay, 1989, Exxon Valdez oil spill. Exxon Valdez was an oil tanker that gained notoriety after running aground in Prince William Sound, spilling her cargo of crude oil into the sea, resulting in the second largest oil spill in United States history.
Wow, yeah, I remember that. That was quite a tragedy. Oil everywhere, all over the birds. You guys are probably a bit too young to remember that.
No, because it was before my time. I was born in 2002.
Yeah, so. But you would have seen other oil spills before.
Yes.
They're not very good.
I know, right?
Yeah. Should we do a quick few shout-outs? I know it's early in the show, but should we give a shout-out to Cherie and everybody else at the Fitzroy?
Yep.
We'll also give a shout out to Blair Herbert.
Yeah.
He might be listening to us at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we miss you. Hope you're listening. Okay, Connor, what's next?
We have Mike and the Mechanics. All I Need Is a Miracle from the album Mike and the Mechanics in 1985.
Thank you.
Atamadie, Steve Marshall here from the Community Care Trust. This is Otago Access Radio and you're listening to the CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub and providing the pieces of history to match the music. Thanks for listening. Kia manaho.
That was Lionel Richie Running with the Night from the album Can't Slow Down by 1983.
It's a good playlist here, Steve. Very relaxing. Righty ho, what's next?
Here's Jared.
It's time for
Hermes History.
Okay, 1983, Ash Wednesday bushfires. The Ash Wednesday bushfires, known in South Australia as Ash Wednesday II, were a series of bushfires that occurred in southeastern Australia in 1983 on the 16th of February, the Christian holy day Ash Wednesday. Within 12 hours, more than 180 fires fanned by hot winds of up to 110 kilometres per hour caused widespread destruction across the states of Victoria and South Australia.
Wow. Yeah. Blair would have loved that. He knows all about these natural disasters.
Yes.
Yeah. That was big. All right. Thank you very much for reading out that history segment, George. George, do you have a shout-out you'd like to make?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to Steve, who I hope will be seeing again soon. I'll be seeing him again soon, sometime in April, so sometime later this autumn. Or
Yep, I'm pretty sure he'll be listening yes, to us. So, yep, this is a good playlist, Steve. All right, Connor.
Yes, I will give one. I will give a shout out to my dog Vita, Scott, and Mum are listening in.
What's your dog's name?
Vita.
Oh, cool. I'll give a shout out to my dog too, Skipper. Hope he's not being too naughty. All right, Connor, what's next?
We have Stevie Wonder. She isn't lovely from the album.
Isn't she lovely?
Songs of the Key of Life, 1976.
Thanks, Connor.
Making Hello, this is Peter Mack. You're listening to Otago Access Radio, and this is the CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Rock on!
Hit it! This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA. All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. Says the man next to me, out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name.
That was Sarah Crow. Oh, I wanna do from the album Tuesday Night Music Club, 190 1993.
That was a very good song. Brought back some memories. Did you enjoy that one, Connor?
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
He's got it. It's time for Hermes History.
Okay, George, do you want to give us this history segment?
Okay, so 1993, World Trade Center bombing. World Trade Center bombing in New York City, a van bomb below the North Tower of the World Trade Center explodes, killing 6 people and injuring over 1,000.
Oh, wow. So that was before the big World Trade Center collapse. Do you remember anything about that, George?
No, because it was 1993,
so you weren't born yet?
No.
Oh, all right, I didn't know about that, so that's a good one. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, what's our next song?
We have Queen, Friends Will Be Friends, from the album A Kind of Magic, from 1986.
Thanks, Connor.
Chest, doctors on strike, what you need is a rest. Hi, this is Ben Watkinson from the CST Collective. You listen to Otago Access Radio, playing all the hits from the Fits.
That was Boggs Saggers, JoJo, from the album Metal Man from 1980.
An oldie but a goodie, eh?
Yeah.
He's got it! It's time for Hermes History!
1980, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, originally called Pac-Man in Japan, is a 1980 maze video game developed and released by Namco for arcades. The player controls Pac-Man, who must eat all the dots inside an enclosed maze while avoiding four coloured ghosts.
Mm, that's a cool game. Have you guys played Pac-Man before?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, I think you guys would enjoy it. It's really fun.
Yeah.
You just go around munching all these dots while getting chased by ghosts. It's very fun. Thank you for sharing that, George.
Yeah.
Do you have any other shout-outs you want to make?
Oh, yeah.
Mid show shout-out.
I will give a shout-out to Herbie. I hope you're getting well soon.
Yeah, I hope you're having a nice break, Blair. What about you, George? Oh. Anybody else?
Well, I'd like to I'd like to give a shout out to Dad, who I hope will be listening in to my dad.
Yeah, that's a nice shout out.
Yeah.
All right. Should I give a shout out to another shout out to Cherie?
Yeah.
Hope you're listening. And if anybody from our crew is driving around in the car, hope you've got the radio on and listening to it. And shout out to you too.
Yeah.
That was a non-specific shout out. All right, what's next, Connor?
We have Mike in the mechanics hanging a thread.
Hanging by a thread?
From the album Mike in Mechanics by 1985.
Thanks, Connor.
We'll be right back. Kia ora.
I'm Blair.
I'm Connor.
Steve here from Community Care Trust. Are you looking for a job where you can gain a qualification as you work?
Are you interested in working alongside people in your community doing something meaningful?
Do you want to be part of a team that values you and is committed to your well-being and professional development? Community Care Trust is a long-standing organisation supporting people to achieve their dreams and live their best life.
Supporting people to achieve their dreams and live their best life.
This is support work, a property not as you know it. If you are interested to find out more or to join the team, head up to our website
cct.org.nz
and take a look at our careers page.
From the entire team at Community Care Trust, kia pai tō rā. Have a great day.
Something's going on that's not quite clear.
That was Lonely Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling, from the album Dancing on the Ceiling from 1986.
What a great song. Who doesn't love Dancing on the Ceiling? Thank you. All right, is it time for our final Herbie's History segment?
It's time for Herbie's History!
So, 1985, Live Aid. Live Aid was a multi-venue benefit concert and music-based fundraising initiative held on Saturday, the 13th of July, 1985. The original event was organised by Bob Geldof and Midge Ewer to raise further funds for relief of the 1983 to 1985 famine in Ethiopia, a movement that started with the release of the successful charity single, Do They Know It's Christmas, in December 1984.
Now, I know you guys know that song. You know that song, Connor?
Yeah.
It's one of your Christmas favourites, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. You know that song, don't you, George?
Yeah.
All right. So it's time to wrap up the show. Any more final shout outs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will give a shout out to, I would say, Steve's daughter, Rose, and my nieces, Melia, Livia, and Tartan Rob.
Oh, that's a good shout out. What about you, George? Any other shout outs?
Well, probably not.
That's fine. Yeah, we've had a few already. Yeah. I'll thank Steve for this playlist. There's some bangers on there, and it's very relaxing, very, very enjoyable. Yeah, for those that have just tuned in, this is the CCT Collective, with Connor and George and me. I think we've got one more song. Probably got time for one more song, haven't we, Connor?
Yeah.
What are we going to listen to take the show out?
We have Stevie Wonder.
What's the song called?
Sign, Seal, Delivery, I'm Yours, from a same name, when 1970.
Wow, that's a good song. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Ka kite, have a great day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.